Blog Talk Radio.
WMCL brings to you the Miss Computer Lady Show, sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, veterans helping veterans. For more information, log on to UnitedStatesVets.org or visit them on their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. WMCL welcomes you to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Computer tips, tricks, advice, and also interviews with commercial recording artists, indie recording artists, national figures from throughout the world, and also live remotes brought to you. Here she is, Internet Radio Podcast Show host, the one, the only. For season 6, here she is, Miss Computer Lady.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good evening, and also good afternoon. You are tuned to WMCL, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in. Want to get into an avenue that I haven't traveled yet. I'm going to put it that way, but it has to do with online testing. Thanks to those of you who are tuning in. As mentioned before, this show is sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, Veterans Helping Veterans. For more information, including any current events that they have, make sure you go to UnitedStatesVets.org, Facebook page, facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. Or you can call 419-206-5979. Once again, 419-206-5979. Again, it's been a little bit, but I thank you all for tuning in. I also need to say that soon I will be saying for season 7. That's right. Season 7 is going to begin sometime around next month. As you know, how Miss Computer Lady does it, she has a weekend celebration. It's going to be during the weekend of July 17th, 18th, and 19th. Make sure you pencil that on your calendars, mark it, bookmark it in your iPads, your tablets, your smartphones, and all of that. And also remember to spread the word. Spread the word about Miss Computer Lady's anniversary, and then after that will be the start of season 7. If it weren't for you all, there wouldn't have been these seasons thus far. So again, thank you very much. Traveling in avenues, dealing with online testing. There are those of you who are more familiar with it already. There are those of you who are probably wondering, what is Miss Computer Lady talking about? I'm talking about as far as online computing, using the computers to take tests, some of the problems that have happened. This is part one of the series. Part two will be sometime next week. We're going to start with an article that actually caught my interest. For those of you who would like to know the source, it is M as in Mary, PRNEWS.org, MPRNEWS.org. We're dealing with the online testing. This is an article by Tim Post titled Online Testing Problems Worry State Education Officials. This was back in late April 2013. So let's see what we have in store. This is not one in which I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read bits and pieces of it. The article contents, according to this link, go as such. Some state education officials, some fear the test. Let me start that again. I need to make sure I'm reading this correctly. Some state education officials fear the testing delays might hurt student test scores. Troubles with the test have been going on for weeks. The problems could result in fines for the company that delivered the test. Uh-oh. Over the last few weeks, students have sat down in front of a computer to take their test. Earlier this month, server glitches interrupted online administering of the test. There was a nonprofit organization that delivered these tests, according to the article, resolved the problem last week. But during that week, students in dozens of districts again faced a problem. The test questions have been slow to load. They have been one problem, sometimes taking several minutes for the test to load. Some students have been kicked off the system as they took the test. The cause of the problem wasn't found at that time. I'm sure by the time I'm reading this article, or a long time ago, they had remedied that problem. For some, and no one is quite sure how many, taking the test had been a frustrating experience. 95% of the state's students, third through eighth grade, took their math test online. About 30% of the students took their reading assessment test the same way. The glitches have upset students, teachers, and families. This is one of the quotes in this article. High-stakes testing produces anxiety in and of itself. And this kind of uncertainty creates understandable consternation among students, among teachers, among families. Schools prepare students throughout the entire year for the test, which measure academic progress of students, ultimately providing the state and federal government data on how well teachers and schools are performing. Older students need to pass certain tests to get their diplomas. Educators worry that complications encountered during testing will rattle students and they will not perform as well, especially if they already suffer from test anxiety. During this time, the online testing was delayed for dozens of students. They had to quit and retake the test the next day. One of the other quotes, if the students do not do well as I think they'll do, that'll be the first thing I'll think. Testing was screwed up. That's why it happened. This was a quote from one of the people interviewed during this article. The state has a three-year, $61 million contract with one of the institutes, one of the research institutes, delivered the test. The contract at that time was set to run out in 2014. At the time that this article was written, no one from this testing company was available for comment. At this point in time, there was work that was being done to clear up the problem. And at that time, the testing had been completed by early May of 2013. One of the other quotes, at a certain point, there are reasonable questions about whether the results of these tests are valid or not. The other part I want to bring out about this article are as follows. State education officials want to put their assessment tests online, but are now discussing how best to offer high-stakes testing. State lawmakers are considering dropping the test students take to get a diploma, while better aligning other assessment tests with college and career readiness. Again, if you would like to read more information and complete information on this article, again, go to www.msmaryprnews.org. Click on any link dealing with online testing. I only bring parts of this article out because I want to dissect it and bring about a few things. As far as part one of dealing with online tests are concerned, I want to deal with it in this manner. One of the things brought out about this article is the part about trying to administer online assessment tests. as we all know now, in every place from the work world to the academic arena to some sects of the nonprofit industry and all other industries from there, there is everything from online testing to online studying to reading materials online, or if you want to, you can download them yourself, et cetera, so on and so forth. The one thing that caught my eye about this article, tried to administer online assessment tests. Was there any training done before the tests were administered? Number one, when something is new to an entity, training has to be involved and broken down as well. What is experienced and known by one factor will not be known to another factor. In other words, what one knows, that doesn't mean that someone else knows that information as well. The key in this, and apparently it still exists today, although this article was back from 2013, is that they're trying. Another factor in this was, as far as support was concerned, was there support on site? Or was everything done remotely? Was everything done online? I want to go back to something and actually make it number three. How involved was the training as far as this was concerned before the online tests were administered? Was the training in depth or was it kind of boot camp? When I say boot camp, is you get everything trained, shoved that you want. I'll put it another way. You have, let's say, for instance, let me do it in an academia type of way. You have a semester of a class. You have to go through the whole semester of it. Let's say fall semester, late August to mid-September. Okay. It takes that long. But in a boot camp style, a semester class is taught to you in a week. So you can imagine how prepared you have to be for that type of thing. Was it done that way or not? Let me break it down a little further. And for those of you who tune to the Miss Computer Lady Show, you know where I'm going with this. How computer literate were those who were learning all these online asset components before the tests were administered? Because if you have a staff of people who weren't as computer literate as should have been, then the problem lies where you have to really go back and train them on computers before you administer online tests, because online tests involve the use of the computers. Break it down some more. Apparently, something was wrong with the equipment, the servers, and on from there. Were there any test sessions before the administering of the online test? Were the servers tested? Were there practice tests for those who were going to administer the test so they can see how everything was going to be involved, how everything worked, on from there? Was there an opportunity to give practice tests to the students? Because if that was done for the first time for any student, any worker, whatever the case or industry may be, that they have a chance to feel comfortable. Test anxiety still happens. Okay, were there any measures taken to help with that before the online test We're going to go more into that after this break. This is the Miss Computer Lady Show. Thank you for tuning in.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com, or the best is here, the number 1 at gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net. Or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there. This is your boy, Steady J, from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest and best Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Okay, back to the Miss Computer Lady Show, sponsored by United States Vets, Veterans Helping Veterans, 419-206-5979 is the number. You can also go to unitedstatesvets.org for any updates and current events on from there, or visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/United States Vet. Before I continue on, I would like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I wish you the best, and make sure you enjoy your day and make your day to the fullest. Secondly, I wanted to say Your Computer Needs of Toledo LLC continues to have the June special. For each referral, get an online class or an online course. The more people you refer and they follow conditions, the more free classes, online that is, if you are in the Toledo, Ohio area on site, you will receive. If you would like more information, make sure to call 419-304-4564. Click on the Contact Us link of yourcomputerneeds.net. Or email to M as in Mary, Z, P-R-E-S, C-E-O, yourcomputerneeds.net. Once again, that is M as in Mary, Z, P-R-E-S, C-E-O, at yourcomputerneeds.net. All right, here we go. For the online testing, part one. Let's see what we have here as far as the equipment part is concerned. I want to get back to that because when there is introduction of something new and of a change, it's not always welcome. Mentioned during the reading of the article that during that time, back in 2013, there were glitches that interrupted online administering of the test. There was also times when the test took several minutes to upload when it was time to administer them, which cut down the time students were allowed, and I can also say allowed it, to take their test. Let's say they only had 30 minutes to take a test. Okay, it took maybe 5-7 minutes because of glitches, and the test finally loads. Where there's only about 25 to 27 minutes now, or probably less than that, take the test. So here's 5 minutes that was taken away from them. So how will that be handled? You have also had situations where people were kicked off the test. All of a sudden, without warning, bam, they were kicked off the test. Okay, were there measures included in the training of if this happens, this is what you do? If this happens, this is whom you call or email. Don't think they had this at the time, but okay, who you text? Is there a special text that is sent out to someone in case there's a problem? Who is designated as the troubleshooter in case a problem evolves? Was that discussed? Was that brought into the forefront? Was that in the mix of all of this? If it wasn't, it was a problem at first with the students being kicked off, but now it's an additional layer of a problem because there wasn't an establishment of who the go-to people were to be assigned or to be designated for these problems. That's the A side of the situation. Let's take the B side. Again, going back to who's administering it. Did you call and maybe this company wasn't a large staff company and they actually have few staff to where when you call, you gotta wait some time because they're busy troubleshooting somewhere else or handling another situation somewhere else, which is a very big problem for a lot of people to understand IT tech companies. An understanding of information technology companies that deal with troubleshooting, unless they have a nice contract, you are not the only customer that they have. Many people who don't have that knowledge in mind have to understand that. It's not that they will not help you, but you have to understand their mindset, what they got to do and deal with. Could there be a problem as far as that is concerned? Let's take this company that's helping to be your source as far as for these online test assessments. Okay, where are they located? Are they located in the city? Are they located outside of the city, out of town, maybe in the same state but a different city? Are they located out of state? Could be another measure of the problem. If the company is located out of town or out of state, how will the problem be resolved? Now, could the problem be resolved remotely? If the problem can be resolved remotely, that would be great. If it's understood that that's going to happen. Communication needs to be where there's an understanding. In the scholastic and other arenas outside of IT, there's a language spoken. In the IT world, there's a language spoken. Are you two speaking the same language or not? Because if you're not, believe me, that is more than a problem. That's something that needs to be done and taken care of ASAP because communication is key for all of this. If it's out of state and it's told to the entity that it will be solved remotely, was there training? Is there an understanding? Was there a togetherness rather brought about this? A togetherness as to where how testing was done is not going to be done the same way. It's going to be done a different way, more technologically. We're going to dive into part two of that next week. In addition to that, probably going to have a show from Memphis, Tennessee. Going to have to see. This is Miss Q Day friend. I love you all.
I mean, baby.
Take care.
You know you're the truth and all, but.
I love you all. Take care of yourselves. Going out with indie recording artist Tracy the Rare Breed Haynes. Take care. See you next week. Bye bye.
I want your body here with me. You don't gotta pop a pill for me to show you ecstasy. Girl, to be doing it like we usually do, tonight's gonna be unusual, girl. Turn it up another level just to show you that you're special. Maybe the neighbors gonna be complaining from all the noise we're making, girl. And once I get you in this room, oh, I'ma act a fool, girl.
Turn it up, baby, oh.